Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up. Yes, today is a good day. The day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. Actually, today is a special day because it's Good Friday. So I say happy Good Friday to you all. It's a special day, and the day that we are celebrating the victory that was done on Calvary is the day that our Lord Jesus Christ was hung on the cross. So we are just grateful. We are grateful for this day. And today is Friday, April the 10th. And as I said, it's a Good Friday. It's not just a Mere Friday, a general Friday, a regular Friday, but it is a Good Friday. And we are grateful. We are ready. We are ready to do what the Lord has installed for us today. We are ready to receive what He has for us today in Jesus' name. So we are just going to start by prayer. Say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, the one who was, who is, and is to come, the one who does not change. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, and we are ready. We are ready to receive and do what you have installed for us today. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that we are overcomers. We are overcomers. We are grateful right here at the prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are grateful, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, Father God, as we are celebrating this day, remembering, yes, what happened on the cross, that God, you loved us before we even knew you. Yes, as your word said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you, Lord, should not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for everlasting life. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, Father God, we just pray that you forgive us of all our sins. We don't want anything to hinder our prayers this morning. Forgive us, Father, for anything and everything, all our transgressions, Father, that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly, those we have committed by omission or by submission, or any other missions, Father. We pray that you forgive us, and we pray, Father God, that you cleanse us, wash us clean, that we'll be white, as white as snow, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you cleanse us with your hyssop and clean us clean, Father, that we'll be able to hear your voice in the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to be led by your Spirit, and that we'll be able to obey in the name of Jesus. create in us, Father, a pure heart, a clean heart this morning, Father. We thank you, Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit within us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for restoring the joy of your salvation in granting us a willing spirit. Thank you for sustaining us, Father. Thank you, Lord, for there is no one like you, Father. For Jesus, your love is kind. Your love, Father, is patient. It is unconditional. Thank you for giving us your love, Father. For you loved us, Lord, before we loved you, before we knew you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for you are amazing. You are an amazing God. Yes, Lord, your grace is amazing. Everything about you, Lord, is amazing. We sang a song and said, because you are an amazing God, full of grace. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. For you made our lives, Father. You are making our lives every day feel brand new, Father. For your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We thank you, Father. For we are not of this world. Though we are in this world, we are your ambassadors, Father. We represent you. Thank you, Father, for the honor. Thank you for the love. Give us, Lord. You give us always in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, this morning. Continue, Father, believing and trusting you for this situation, Father, around us, not only here, but on worldwide. We'd like to believe it's a shaking, that you are shaking, Father. That all that needs to be shaken will be shaken when you are done. And all that needs to stand will be standing. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray, Father God, that you help us. We continue having the faith and trust in you, Father. For some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we trust you, Lord. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. And we thank you for safety. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for the church, the body of Christ, your leaders, the fivefold ministries, for you called them, Father. You put them in those positions of authority. Yes, for you are the one who call your people and put them in those positions of authority. And at this time, Father, we just pray for them, all fivefold ministry, Lord, the pastors, the apostles, the teachers, the evangelists, those in the ministry of health. We thank you, Father God. We pray that you anoint them, Father. Fill them with the overflowing of your Holy Spirit as they continue to lead and teach, especially at this time where people are practicing social distancing. But we are not distancing ourselves from you, Lord. And most of them all have opted to the airwaves and social media spreading the gospel. I pray, Father God, that in whatever means that's used, whether it's a call conferences and Facebook and all these social medias that are out there and being used and utilized, your presence still be felt through those airwaves, Lord. As your men and women sharing the word, teaching the word, still with authority and power, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we bring them to you, Father, in prayer, as your word encourages us, that we bring all those supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving thanks unto you, Father. For you gave us those people, Father, and put them in position of authority, Lord, to lead us and guide us, Lord. We pray, Father, for your anointing, the anointing that breaks the yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I honor you, Lord, that the church, this sleeping giant, arise and wake up and do what you have called us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father. And our national leader, Father, our president, Father Donald Trump, all the House of Representatives, the senators, the governors, the councillors, all those in position of authority, Father, even all the way down to our neighborhoods, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them wisdom that they do what is right in the name of Jesus. And when decisions are being made, Lord, we send you Holy Spirit to represent us, that they will make good decisions that are good for the people, Lord. Not that they will be driven by their egos or whatever it is, personal intentions or seeking names for themselves. No. We pray, Father God, that they will have some compassion and reveal to them, Father, because they cannot do anything unless you reveal it to them and be led, impelled by your Holy Spirit to make good decisions, Father. So we pray for them, Father. In the name of Jesus, so that we will be able to live a quiet and peaceable life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord. For there is no one like you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father, even for our economy, Father. Right now, Father, things are not looking right, but we trust you because the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you. You are the one, Father, who has the whole world in your hands, Lord. All the resources, Lord. You are the one who give us, Lord. So we pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that people will not be afraid and all panicking and making decisions, panic and fear, that people will be stable and be still and know that you are God. We thank you, Father, that when all this storm settles, dust settles, even our financial will be healthy. Yes, the small businesses, things are not looking right. And I know, Father, people are mostly driven by statistics, the numbers and analysis. But we do not do that. We as a church, it is time for us, Father, because we live by faith, not by sight. We trust you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. For you are a supernatural God, and you can do supernatural things. You are a miracle-working God. Regardless of what the data says, regardless of what the statistics say, you remain God. You reign. You are on the throne. So we are expecting a supernatural change. In the name of Jesus, we are believing, Father, that you are doing a new thing. And we as a church, as a body of Christ, that we better be ready what you have installed for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that we as a body of Christ, the church, we be protected, Father, and that we will be encouragers, not participate in all this negativity going on. Because we have the good news. Jesus, you are the good news. And you have the answer to our troubles today. You are the answer to our troubles today. For you are bigger than our problems. You are bigger than our troubles. You are bigger. You are a big God, a good God, an able God. We trust you. We depend on you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are not dismayed, for we know you are with us. For you promised you will strengthen us, Father. That's what your word says, and we believe you. And we can see it. You are strengthening us. You are our helper, Father, in the time of need. You uphold us with your right, righteous hand, your strong hand, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Yes. As your servant David says in Psalms, he that dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we do trust you. Dwell under the secret place, the Almighty God. Yes. This morning, Father, thank you, Father. We say unto the Lord, you are our refuge, our fortress, our God, in whom we trust. Thank you, Father. We are not even afraid of the terror by night. No, we are not. Even all those plagues, all those sicknesses, all those diseases that destroys by midday, by daylight, we are not afraid. Even if 1,000 might come to our side, to our right hand, none of them will come near us. Because you cover us. We trust you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We continue praying, Father, for your people, especially those that are still young in the Lord, still maturing, Father. We just cover them with the blood of Jesus, that you protect and shield them, Father, that you give them understanding of your word as they read and give them a revelation, Father. Pray, Father God, for the outreach ministry in all churches, Father, that they will reach out to the new believers, the young people. Give them wisdom, Father, those in position of leadership, that they will reach out to these young believers, Lord, not only young believers. Come out with a plan and a strategy to reach out to each other, check on each other, whether they make a phone call chain or whichever way, social media, whatever they utilize on social media, and help out that people do not feel to be alone. But somebody checking on them, maybe once a week or every other week, whichever way they do, that they will not feel to be alone. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word that renews our minds. In the name of Jesus. Honor you, Lord. Magnify you. Continue praying, Father, for salvation. Because that's our number one job, Father. That's what you called us to do, to win souls for the kingdom. So we pray, Father, even at this time where everyone feels scattered and fearful, hopelessness, you still save lives. So we pray for salvation, men and women, young and old, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. We call them forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn their hearts, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord, that when they hear your word, when they hear your voice, they will not harden their hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For you are still delivering people, Father. You are still giving deliverance and healing and transformation. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, rebuke the spirit of depression, of anxiety, of fear, of restlessness that is trying to creep in, even with the saints. We pray against you, devil, you spirit of fear. I command you to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus and release the spirit of God, of love, of power, and of a sound mind in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Continue praying, Father, for all our health workers, Lord, the doctor, nurses, the helpers, those who clean and maintain cleanliness in the facilities, and technicians and contractors and different things. There are different parts moving at the same time. I pray, Father God, that you protect and shield them in the mighty name of Jesus. And those who are already sick, we pray for your healing power, Father. For you are a healer. You heal all our diseases. Yes, we are still Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, who heals all manner of sickness and disease. We have lost so much already. This got to stop. This angel of death commands you in Jesus' name that you have no power. We burn your sin in Jesus' name. We decree and declare life, abundant life, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you, Father, for you are in charge. You are in control. We thank you, Lord. Honor you, Father. And I pray, Father God, for every intercessor right here at this circle of friends, people taking time to intercede and cry out for others. I pray, Father God, as they are focusing on your work, that you take care of them, Father, each and every one of us, as we do what you have called us to do and stand on the gap and intercede for others, Lord. Take care of our business, our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our family members, cousins, nephews, nieces, aunties, uncles, all family members, Lord. Take care of them as we take care of your business, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We honor you. We glorify your name this morning. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. And we thank you, Father, for we are strong in you, Father. As you said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mighty. We put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. For we do know, Father, that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against these principalities, against these powers, and against these rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. But Father, we put on this whole armor of God that we'll be able to stand, yes, in the evil days, and these are the evil days, and we are standing. And after having done all that we can, we stand. And we are still, we know that you are God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Father, for the joy of the Lord, because it is our strength. Thank you, Father. Filling us with your joy, filling us with your peace. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we consider it done. When you say yes, it's a yes. When you say no, it's a no. Thank you, Father, for all your promises are yes and amen. In Jesus' name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory to Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning again to everybody. And before we open the lines and so that we can praise God, because today it is a good Friday. It is a good day. And we are rejoicing. I am going to share a few scriptures in regard to Good Friday. So I would encourage you to get your pen and paper ready. I'm going to give you quite a bit of scriptures. You can go and read them between now and you know, before we get to Easter, which is on Sunday. So while you are grabbing your piece of paper and pen, I'm just going to remind you of our scripture of the week. And I will read that scripture while you are preparing your pen and paper to take the scriptures for the regarding Good Friday. And our scripture of the week is in 1 John 4, verses 4 through 6. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So we belong to God, and people do not understand us, do not get us, but we know what we are doing because our God understands us. He knows. And he leads us, and we trust him in Jesus' name. That was 1 John 4, verses 4 through 6. Okay, so as I said, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Good Friday, but I will give you a whole
a lot of scriptures that I would encourage you to read as we are focusing on today. It is a Good Friday, and we are all aware of what Good Friday is all about. Is that Friday right before Easter Sunday. This is the day or resemblance of the day where our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was crucified on the cross. So we are celebrating Good Friday as Christians, because we do know that our Lord Jesus Christ's death was a sacrifice so that we could receive the gift of eternal life. That on that day when Jesus being crucified, when he was hung on the cross, he bore our sins, he bore our shame, he bore our burdens on that cross. All negativity, all failures. It's time for us as believers, as Christians, to just take a trip back. We all know what we were before Christ picked us up, before he saved us. We all know where we have been. And it's time to just remember that and praise him and thank him for what happened on the cross. Because what happened on the cross changed the whole course of humanity. The whole world was changed on that day. You know, men didn't understand, they didn't know, because if they knew what they meant for evil by killing Jesus, by hanging him on the cross, they didn't know that it was deliverance for us. God meant it for good. So that's what we are celebrating. Our fifth scripture is John 3:16 and 17. I will include 16 and 17. John chapter 3. That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. No, but that the world through him might be saved. That's what today is about. That Jesus came to save us. And the second scripture is Mark chapter 10, verse 34. For they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. Nothing surprises our God. He knows everything. Because he is an omniscient God. He knew this is what was going to happen. But he did it anyway. Because he knew that after hanging on the cross, after all the spitting, the cursing, the piercing on the side, that on the dead day, he will rise again. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he is alive. We are here today. Then Matthew chapter 12, verse 14. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. So our Lord Jesus Christ, after they hung him on the cross, but on the third day, he rose again. He spent 3 days and three nights. And in those 3 days and three nights, he even went to the heart of the earth. There is a song where there is a line which says, our God, he reaches to the highest mountain and he reaches to the deepest valley. All this was accomplished when he went on the cross. So this day, Good Friday, is a significant day for us. Romans 5, verses 6 through 10. Romans 5, verse 6 through 10. For when we were yet without strength, time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for the righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man soon would even dare to die. But God cometh, commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. He is our Savior indeed. He loved us before we even knew him, before we even our mind could even comprehend it. But he loved us. Because in the fullness of time, Christ died for us. We are the ungodly. He died for us. And our next scripture is 1 Peter 3:18. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. He suffered for us. All these scriptures, I just want you to see how relevant this day is for him to go on that cross, how relevant it is for us. Then these are not really in order. I just put them together as they came in my spirit. Maybe I should have started with the other one. But anyways, our next one is 1 Peter. We are still in 1 Peter, Peter 1, chapter 2, verse 24. Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, on the cross, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. So he had healing in his mind. So all these sicknesses and diseases, Jesus had already the remedy, the cure, which is his stripes, by his stripes. We were healed already before sickness and disease shows up. The cure was already there. That shows how powerful the blood of Jesus is. And the blood of Jesus does not lose its power. It doesn't expire. Look what is going on right now. That shows how people do things, how we as human beings do things. Some are saying this virus, this COVID-19, nobody was aware of it.
we were caught off guard. We don't know the cure. We don't know. We are trying to collect data so that we can learn how it operates, functions, what this and that, and then come out with some kind of a vaccine, whatever. But not with our God. Before even sickness and disease shows up, the remedy was there. The cure was there. The blood of Jesus. And all this was done on the cross by his stripes. We were healed. It's a done deal. And we thank God. Then we go to Mark 9, verse 31. Mark 9, verse 31. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered in the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. As I said earlier, nothing surprises our God. He is an omniscient God. He knows everything. So he already had warned his disciples and taught them, so that the disciples will not be surprised when he is delivered in the hands of men and they kill him. But they needed to be aware that on the third day he shall arise. He rose on the third day, and he is alive today. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. And all these God already knew. And we can find that in Isaiah 53. Excuse me. Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 9. Isaiah 53. Rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Isaiah saw Jesus and explained exactly that people rejected him. But he didn't say anything negative. This is the time for us as Christians. We will face many, many, many oppositions and negativity. People come, but we need God's grace and his anointing and the discernment and the ability to know what to participate on and what not, and we open our mouths, that we talk
positive. We talk life. Because we're going to hear a lot. We are already hearing a lot. But we don't want to participate in all that. Isaiah already saw Jesus. He explained him precisely. And also while we are still in Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. This one, I would encourage you to read the whole book of Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 22. All of it. I'm just going to read the first two verses of Isaiah 60, but I will encourage you to read it all, verses 1 to 22. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. That's how Isaiah started it, and just continue reading the whole chapter. But the key here is for us to arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. So we arise and shine everywhere you turn, dark everywhere. And we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. We need to shine, to arise and shine. We need to season this world and speak positive and speak faith and tell them it's time. Now we don't have to try to figure out what to do to tell people about the goodness of the Lord, because the platform, the set, is said. All things, people now, I mean, everyone, I got family members who have not seen even day or light of the church. They haven't been there. I get message after message asking, pray with me, pray for us. This, everybody is seeking prayer. Now is the opportunity, we as a body of Christ, to arise and shine and share the goodness of the Lord with our family members. They call in. And people now have all these social media, have family groups, and they send messages. It's time right now, if you send a scripture of encouragement, a word of encouragement, everyone is receptive. They are ready to receive it. You don't even have to think twice whether this is appropriate or inappropriate. Even in the workplace. I can see at my workplace, the chaplain is sending a thought of the day every day. And he has asked people, if this offends you, tell me so that I can take you off the email list. And I was surprised yesterday when he gave his testimony and said, out of all thousands of people, you know, in DOD, who work in DOD, you only received a handful of people who said, please take me off. See, everyone is looking for hope, is looking for someone to encourage them. I mean, imagine how big DOD is, and just to have a handful of people say, take me off. These are thousands and thousands of people, and they are receiving word of encouragement. So I know, just to speaking of myself with my family members, people who are reaching out and, you know, just reaching out, looking for a glimpse of light. And I know what he does for one, he does for the other. The platform is set for us to tell the goodness of the Lord, to win souls, and for us to be ready. Because when all this is done, those people will come and say, okay, let me see how this goes. And we need to be ready so that we will not let this soul through our fingers, but that it will be permanent. this deliverance, this healing, this salvation, we are delivering right now. We are sharing with them, will become permanent. It's a seed sown, and we are expecting a harvest. So let us arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Then Matthew chapter 27. I will go back to Matthew. Matthew chapter 27. Verses 11 through 65. And we're just going to read a few verses. We are not going to read all of them. Verses 11 through 65. So you will have a really busy weekend reading all these scriptures and to just see what happened on the cross. And I would encourage you to read especially Matthew chapter 27. Because it's like a movie. You know that Passion of Christ, the movie? In this one, you will see it in the Word of God. Without any fiction, without anything else, it's the life of Christ. That Good Friday, what happened on that day. So we're just going to read a few verses, but I'm going to encourage you to read all that the story. Matthew 27, verses 11 through 65. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then he said, Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word. So he didn't say anything. As he was, Pilate was asking him and telling him all these accusations, all these things that have been brought before him. So he didn't answer. He said nothing. In so much that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus? Jesus, which is called Christ. So as I mentioned, and I am reading from King James Version, and you can read it in any version you prefer, but the story is told. We all can read and see what happened on that day. Even when the accusers, when they were accusing him, all these accusations, and brought in front of the governors, and even Pilate tried to ask him, but he did not say a word. And people decided, and, you know, he said, okay, what can I do? Do you want me to release Barabbas or to release Jesus, who is called Christ? And you know what people do. But we choose Jesus because he is our Savior. And another, this will be my last one, which is John 19, John chapter 19. And I would encourage you also to read the whole story of in the book of John, John chapter 19, and it's verses 1 through 42. So these are a slightly lengthy reading, but you can read them in one sitting, or you can break them up and just read them. I will encourage you to read all these scriptures, you know, that before we get to the Easter, which is Easter Sunday. And we will just read a few verses also on John chapter 19 so that you can just get the concept of what it is. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe. And said, Hail, King of the Jews. and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him, as much as they were accusing him. And Pilate said, Okay, I am just bringing him to you, but I myself have found no fault in him. Excuse me. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate said unto them, Hear him and crucify him, for I found no fault in him. And you can continue reading all the way to 42 and see what happened. And this is the Good Friday. This is what happened to our Savior. And he did that to save us. Christ came to save us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. His one and only Son. Some of us, we might have lost a child or know of a people or person who has lost a child. I can only imagine. I remember several years ago, it has been a while now, and I went visiting my father before he passed. And my father told me a story that brought tears to my heart, to my eyes, and broke my heart. And my father at the time had lost three children, my sister and my two brothers. And we were talking, and he said to me, at the time, my other sister was sick, I mean, sick to death. And she was just living on borrowed time. And my father said to me, if I lose another child, the day they bury that child is the day they are going to bury me. I am not going to bury another child. And when you hear those words from him, and I look to my sister, I could not see life in him. And I look to my father, I can see a broken-hearted man, that he is broken. And he's supposed to be the father. He's supposed to be the one to comfort me, to encourage me. But there he was vulnerable. We held hands, we prayed. And I can testify to you today that there is power in the word. There is life and death in the word. We prayed. I stayed another couple of weeks. I came back here. And a month later, I heard my sister is feeling well. She lived another, I don't know how many other years. But my father never buried another child. He himself lived another 5-6 more years after that. He said that, and my sister survived until a few years ago, later on. So there is power in the words. And I could sense the love of a parent that he decided, he made up his mind, and he told me that I shouldn't be surprised that if I hear that my sister died, that I should also know that my dad is dying also. because he said he is. I don't know, you might see it as suicide or whatever, but I saw it as a love of a parent to his child. So if we, earthly parents, as the word says, we as earthly fathers, if our children, our son, our daughter, ask us for bread, we don't give them a stone. If they ask for fish, we don't give them a snake. How about our Heavenly Father? He extended his love, that he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. His only Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the gospel. This is what the world is waiting for. This is what says the world today. As we go about in our day, in our life, this is the good news that Jesus came and died on the cross. He was hung on the cross, died, buried. And on the third day, he rose again. The grave could not hold him. And he is alive today so that we can live, so that we can have eternal life. That's the love of God that he gave us. That's the good news. That's the gospel. That's what happened on Good Friday. They couldn't call it any other way but a Good Friday. What the enemy meant for bad, he meant it for evil. Our God turned it around. He meant it for good, to a salvation for our Savior in Jesus Christ. You all have a wonderful Easter weekend, and let's celebrate life, the life that we got from the cross. It is going to be another beautiful weekend, a good weekend, better than last weekend, for we move from glory to glory in Jesus' name. I turn this time to Pastor Darlene. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. This is so awesome. Thank you for the word this morning, Pastor Scholastica. I really appreciate what you have shared today. And we just want to encourage everyone, as she was saying about her family, the ones who are reaching out to her. And we just want to redeem the time. We need to seize the moment when they call us and let them know, hey, Jesus loves you and that you too can be a part of the kingdom. And continue to pray, because those need to be saved. We need salvation at this time. You know, we're praying for healing and for the COVID-19 to go away, and we're still praying for other issues that people are having in their lives. But the most important thing is that somebody come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, because this is the time that many people are just struggling with things. So we thank you for the word this morning, and we pray that everything that you have poured into us will be replaced in you. I just pray that the Spirit of the Lord will continue to just cover you and help you to be all that you can be in him. And we thank God for each and every one who joined us today. And we pray that even as we are leaving today, we would not leave the presence of the Lord. If there was a prayer request, let me just pray a blanket prayer right now in the name of Jesus. My God, we just thank you, Father, today for each and every one who joined us today. We pray for each one who has a need, that you are supplying that need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I pray, God, today that we will continue to know that if we keep our eyes on you, O God, and not on our circumstances, that things will work out according to your will, O God. Let your will be done in each and every one of our lives. Let your kingdom come in our lives, O God, as we declare your glory in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare right now, in the name of Jesus that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that the angels surround us and protect us, and some are in war for us, and some are giving us messages. So we listen to what the voice of the Lord is speaking. I decree and declare this morning that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and our families are being drawn to Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I pray that each and every one of us will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love each and every one of you. Enjoy the rest of the day, the rest of the weekend, and the rest of your lives in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.